And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 30th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fair Isle 994, expected 40s 1009 by 1800 Thursday. Low Biscay 990, losing its identity by same time. New low expected Bailey 1003 by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in southwest Viking. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty. Northwest 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Westerly or northwesterly, but cyclonic at first in Fisher, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first in West Fisher. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White. Northeast 5 to 7, backing west or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good. Occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. North 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, cyclonic, becoming northerly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Trafalgar, northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 4 to 6. Showers, good. Fitzroy, northerly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, then backing southwesterly in northwest. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole, northerly backing westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in east. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, north or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first except in Irish Sea, backing west 3 to 5, then backing southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, northwest 3 to 5, backing south 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Rockall and Bailey. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, East Faroes. Northerly gale 8 to storm 10, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. West Faroes, Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest 5, 13 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Stornoway, west by north, 4, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1010, rising. Lerwick, west, northwest, 6, rain, 24 miles, 1000, rising. Wick Automatic, west by north, 3, rain, 13 miles, 1006, rising. Aberdeen, west, northwest, 4, 16 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Lookers, west, 3, 32 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Bulmer, northwest by west, 4, 16 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west, 3, 1009, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 4, more than 27 miles, 1006. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east, northeast, 1, 1007, rising. Jersey, northeast by north, 5, rain, 1.5 miles, 1,004, rising quickly. Channel light vessel automatic, north, 7, 5 miles, 1,008. Scilly automatic, north, 6, 11 miles, 1,014, rising quickly. Milford Haven, north, 4, 19 miles, 1,014, rising. Aberporth, north by west, 5, 9 miles, 1,013, rising. Valley, northwest by north, 4, 15 miles, 1,014, rising. Liverpool Crosby, north, northwest, 4, mist, 3 miles, 1,012, rising. Valentia, north, 3, 24 miles, 1,021, rising. Ronald's Way, northwest, 4, 14 miles, 1,014, rising. Malin Head, northwest by west, 7, 16 miles, 1,016, rising. And Machrihanish Automatic, northwest by west, 5, 16 miles, 1,013, rising more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 29th of January. The general situation. Areas of low pressure lie to the north of Shetland and over Biscay. These will both gradually sink southwards and fill over the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, a ridge of high pressure will build across the United Kingdom on Thursday to bring a day of mostly fine weather away from the far northeast, before Atlantic fronts arrive on Friday to bring spells of rain. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times in north, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally wintry showers in east. Good, occasionally poor in east. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, mainly in north. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwesterly backing westerly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest backing southwest later, 3 to 5, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly backing northwesterly, then backing southwesterly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in south. Rain at first in south, good, occasionally moderate at first in south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 5 or 6, backing northwesterly 4 or 5, then backing westerly 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north 5 or 6, backing northwest, then backing southwest later, 3 to 5. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northerly 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5, then backing southwesterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in far west. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North 5 to 7, backing northwest 3 to 5, then backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers at first in west. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North 5 or 6, backing northwest 3 to 5, then backing southwest 6 or 7 later. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest 4 to 6, backing west 3 to 5, then backing southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, northwest 5 or 6, backing west and gradually decreasing 3 or 4, backing south to southwest 5 to 7 later. Fair, then rain arriving later. Good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northwest 4 to 6, backing west 3 to 5, then backing south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly 2 to 4, then southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain at times later. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west 2 or 3, then backing south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then backing southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Perhaps gale 8 later in west. Wintry showers, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, cyclonic 4 to 6 at first and far north, otherwise northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering northerly 6 to gale 8 later, then decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it's where we part for the evening. Our colleagues at the BBC World Service are ready to keep you company throughout the night, and BBC Radio 4 will be back at 20 past 5. Thank you for listening with us on Radio 4 tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Neil Nunes in the newsroom and the whole of the Radio 4 team, have a safe and quiet night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Tokyo and Los Angeles. Coming up on the programme, after the near panic on Wall Street about the new Chinese AI app, we hear from the boss of the company making the world's largest AI chip. He says cheaper, more accessible artificial intelligence helps everyone, but he still won't export his product to China. Also today, what Meta is getting right on using AI to help advertising, why the US Central Bank is holding off on changing interest rates, the power of the cashew nut in the economy of Ghana, and the soaring cost of airing an advert during the Super Bowl. Is it worth it? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has said he will sign an executive order to set up a detention facility for illegal immigrants at the United States High Security Guantanamo Bay Prison in Cuba. Mr. Trump said the facility could host up to 30,000 people. The prison has been used to indefinitely detain terrorism suspects following the 9/11 attacks of 2001. The announcement came shortly before Mr. Trump signed a law requiring the pre-trial detention of undocumented migrants arrested for theft or violent crimes.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. This will double our capacity immediately, right? And it's a tough place to get out of.
Meta has agreed to pay $25 million to Donald Trump to settle a suit over the suspension of his social media accounts. The company has not admitted any wrongdoing. Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, disabled Mr. Trump's accounts after the US Capitol riot 4 years ago. The Palestinian Health Ministry says an Israeli airstrike in the occupied West Bank has killed at least 10 Palestinians. Wira Davis is in Jerusalem.
Video footage reportedly from the town of Tamun in the northern part of the occupied West Bank showed chaotic scenes, badly damaged buildings and heavily blood-stained streets. The Israeli military later said it had carried out the airstrike against a squad of armed terrorists. The statement said the attack was conducted acting on guidance from the Shin Bet intelligence agency. In contrast to the ongoing but fragile ceasefire in Gaza, Israel has increased